Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk Everton with Ped from the Blue Room. Hello, Ped.
Morning.
Quite a couple of weeks. They're off in Dubai, aren't they, the team?
Yeah.
Weather looks a bit poor in Dubai, you've noticed. That was your first
observation.
It looks
a bit cloudy, doesn't it? Doesn't look as sunny as I thought it was going to be, but maybe that's why they've gone there this time of year, because maybe it isn't as hot as we all expect it to be.
I've never been to Dubai. I wouldn't know whether it's meant to be hot this time of year or not. But
No, I think in January, though, the locals actually go on holiday because it's too hot. So, we're in February.
I was thinking of what month we were in there.
I know, but we're in February now.
Where
so,
we were.
Yeah, I've got friends over there, and they tend to come back home because it's excruciatingly hot over there. But obviously, it's calmed down a little bit, and it allows them to train comfortably.
Is this where your friend runs the training camp? Is this where you?
That's Qatar.
Ah, right.
Which is not far.
Climates are similar, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah.
So they've gone out to the Nad Al Sheba Sports Complex in Dubai. The whole lot of them, bar Romelu Lukaku. So what can you tell us about Romelu Lukaku's injury?
Well, apparently he's got a calf injury and he's receiving treatments in Belgium. So obviously they've made it very comfortable for him, sent him back home and allowed him to let him get over it. And I think it's just a case of letting it settle down. I don't know whether it's something he's been playing with persistently. But obviously if you've seen him against Bournemouth, you'd say no. If you've seen him against Middlesbrough, maybe you'd say he was carrying something. But
I think 99% of players carrying it.
Yeah, of course. And this is why it's a good opportunity. And this is, I think, not only Romelu Lukaku sending him for you know, to get himself better and obviously being in the comforts of home, surrounded by his family and things like that. But this is why teams go warm weather training this time of year. They've got a couple of weeks. And most teams do it. And a lot of the big European clubs who are on winter breaks do it as well, because at the end of the day we all know how better we feel with a bit of sun on us. I mean, it's not just a mental thing, it's a physical thing. You know, if you're in a more comfortable place and you're warmer, you're going to feel it better. I mean, I'd rather they were over there training every day in the warmth than being here and being freezing. It's almost the same debate of
you want them all wrapped up.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, it's the same debate. Do you know when you see people with gloves on and people go, what are they doing wearing gloves? I just think, well, if they're more comfortable and it makes them play better, I couldn't care less.
I haven't got an issue with the gloves at all. I was talking with Jimmy Case last week, famous Liverpool hard man. He said, oh, I couldn't have worn gloves. He said, Tommy Smith would have absolutely killed me over it. But it's a completely different culture. And actually, it's pretty irrelevant, isn't it, if you've got gloves on?
And it's the same thing with, like, when you see them wearing the undershirts and it's that few years ago would have been frowned upon, but they all do it now, and there's a little bit of science to it, and you just think anything that gets that extra 2 or 3% out of the players, especially going into the tail end of the season, it's a good thing. And I know people have been, you know, you look at Sunderland, who are our next opponents, and David Moyes is taking the players to New York, and it's slightly different. And it's something he did when he was at Everton. I remember he took them to New York.
Is that a training camp as well?
No, that's a jolly. Let's be very clear.
Oh, he's sent them to Broadway, has he?
He's took them to New York for a few days on the ale, let's be honest. He did it at Everton, and there was some great pictures came out of it, and it's a team building exercise.
What a strange destination to go to.
Well, he did it at Everton, and it just seemed to be a team building exercise to get all the players together, to get their heads together. Obviously, they've got a number of new players in at Sunderland as well. Everton have got the likes of Morgan Schneiderlin and Luckman, and they can all come together, and there's some younger players gone, and it's almost like, you know, when you were a kid and you went away with your mates, or you went to Colomendy, which a lot of people went to, you just get that bond. Yeah. You get that bond, or you went your first mate's holiday. You get that bond. You get to know people a lot better over the course of a week when you're all stuck together. And I say, I've got no problem. If it gets a little bit more out of them, then it's fine by me. I don't see why, you know, you see people going, they don't deserve that. And you think, well, it's not a week in the sun. They've got a game on Friday, apparently, as well. So
There is quite a bit of luxury attached to this. Sharpie was showing me the hotel they were staying in. I tell you what, they are staying in luxury, the Everton team, this week.
But why not? Do you know what I mean?
I'm just saying, you know, I know it is hard work, but it's a bit of a holiday at the same time as well, isn't it?
Of course it is, but why not? At the end of the day, it's not like they're used to the home comforts. It's not like anyone's ever gone to Finch Farm. It's state of the art. You know, everything's catered for. You see, look at Liverpool's team bus. Now it's just the new one, and it's
amazing. That,
it's amazing,
it?
And it's like
it's got like its own kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. The players to get the every drop out of them they can now is, and it's not just new. You know, I remember hearing Kenny Dalglish talking about how he just basically stayed in bed all week. That was his lifestyle, and it was expected because on a Saturday or a Wednesday he had to perform, and he put his feet up all week, and he was the breadwinner in his house, and he was looked after. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You know, why do people want these players flogged for a week?
Just imagine Kenny cut you on his couch for an entire week. Apparently
it was bed. Apparently he just never got out of bed all week.
With his black and white TV at the end of the bed or something like that. Right, so they're all out there. Romelu's gone to Belgium. And goodness knows where his new contract is. Has someone left it at Finch Farm or something? It still hasn't been signed.
No.
Has it been lost?
I have no idea. I mean, I think his agent said that only last week it was 99% done. And right.
Which infers it'll be done in the next day or two.
Well, he also said that in December. I don't know. I don't know what to make of the whole thing. I'm not getting stressed about it because I think for me, I've said this before, a contract just guarantees you an extra £20 million on the player. That's the way I look at it. I mean, it's not a nice thing to say or to think about, but that's the way you've got to think about these things nowadays. A contract is worth nothing other than, as I say, you know, a few more numbers on a check if a player decides to leave. So,
to retain some value for you.
Exactly.
The contract conversation today on the back of the Echo is about Ross Barkley, and they put the headline: "Sign him up. Why Ross should be next in line for contract talks." Now, he signed a 4-year deal in July 2014, so surely that should be on the agenda now.
Well, you think so? He's only got a year left in the summer. So he's the options are suddenly going to open up to him. And also, if someone was going to come in and try and buy him, his value will have declined massively. So I think the talks were not put on hold as such, but they were left as in to say, you prove yourself to us. Because if you go back a couple of months, it wasn't, we've got to sign Ross Barkley. It was, Ross Barkley's got to prove himself to Ronald Koeman. And I know he came out and said, you know, he had a bit of a heart-to-heart and said, you know, why do you keep on picking on me or words to that effect? And I think Ronald Koeman said, well, the day we stop talking about you, that's when you've got to worry. So I think the club will sit down and get it sorted. I can't really see Ross Barkley wanting to go anywhere. And I don't really think the club will really want to sell him at the highest level because, I mean, I thought about this before and my biggest worry is Ronald Koeman really is going to be at the club for the short term, really. He could stay long term, but everything points to the fact that he might only stay for 3 years, whereas Ross Barkley could have another 10 years at the club, and it would be really disappointing to lose a player who's you know, an Evertonian and there is a really top-class player there. For a manager who's only going to be at the club for the short term. I know that's a weird thing to say, but it might be a case that the club, the people at the top of the club will try and keep hold of them, but then how does that sit with Ronald Koeman and the rest of it? But at the moment, you know, he's playing games and he's a Ronald Koeman player, so I don't think there's any problem, and hopefully that'll be sorted out sooner or later. And what Everton have been really good at actually is they're not being too much hype about contracts, and contracts just being signed. Just players come out and it's done. And that seems to be very much the trend at Everton recently. So hopefully it might just be a case of one day, you know, you turn on the TV or the radio and
But are they the big contracts that you're really interested in? I know you're saying, you know, players signing contracts, but actually it's only really relevant, isn't it? Or only really matters to your star players, your top players, of which Ross should probably be put in the bracket of the same as Rom, shouldn't he?
Yeah, he should be. But also, I'd rather this was happening in quiet than his agent coming out and saying...
You'd prefer nothing said and all of a sudden we're just here one day.
Exactly. I mean,
he signed a new contract.
I don't even know who Ross Barkley's agent is. I don't. And I think that helps as well. I just hope it gets one day, you know, it comes out and it's done. It might be in the summer. It might be towards the end of the season. I don't know. I just want it to happen. I don't want it to be, there be a build up of it. I just wanted to. The first thing I hear about it is that he signed it, because, you know, we've heard, as I said, twice in the last month that Romelu Lukaku was 99% about to sign the deal, or is about to sign, or certain. That starts putting doubts into fans' minds. If you say nothing, people don't. You know, it's funny. You mention a contract, and people say to me, "When's his contract up?" And the first thing I think of is, meet you on the phone. That means you've got the internet. Go and find out yourself for a start. But it's all, you know, you can find out all the information about all the players. You know,
what you're essentially saying is when someone says 99%, yeah, that actually gives a little bit of a question mark. You sort of think, well, it's either signed or it's not signed. So why are you saying 99%?
Yeah. What's
the 1%?
Yeah. And why has it been on 99% for 6 weeks? That's where fans start to get worried. And when they
a fair enough assessment.
Yeah, and when they see rumours in newspapers, and it's really hard these days to know when you see a rumour to define where, you know, what is that real or not. I mean, there are some journalists that I look at and go, I know for a fact that he's telling the truth. Most of the, you know, do the ones you just go, I don't even know who that person is. That could just be the tea boy asked to write a story. So I think people have just got to be a little bit more savvy about where they read and hear their news, rather than just think, oh God, we're selling that player, let's start panicking. Because I think there were stories over the weekend about Man United being linked with Ross Barkley, and you think, 4 weeks ago, you know, the club are trying to get rid of him, according to certain newspapers. So I think people have just got to just get on with it. And as I say, if you hear nothing, I think it's better than hearing 99% done.
On a personal perspective, I wonder whether Ross realises how important this season is in terms of what he gets out of his new contract. Mm. Because with all the money spiralling and actually the time dwindling down on his contract, if he's to sign a contract in the summer, a lot of it will reflect on how he's performed for this season. Well, maybe, that might be the difference between £80,000 a week or £150,000 a week.
And that's maybe what his agent's telling him, and maybe that's what the club are telling him. Listen, you know, if you'd signed your contract 2 months ago, we might have looked at you as a top mark player. Whereas if you have a great end of the season, going in a top contract, that's what they might be saying to him. You know, that might be the incentive. I mean, I'm sure that's not the incentive for Ross Barkley. He doesn't seem that kind of lad. He just seems to be a quiet lad. He keeps himself to himself. And obviously, he'll be doing very well out of football regardless. But if he has a really good end to the season, he's going to make himself, he's going to make himself indispensable to the club, and they're going to offer him a top contract, as you know, you'd expect. And especially being a homegrown player as well, and being an idol to kids and stuff, he's worth that. You know, if he's selling shirts with his name on the back, then he'll be worth that contract. So, as I said,
is he the biggest shirt seller?
I don't really know. I don't know if Everton released them
after Gerard De La Feuille.
As I've said before, it should be Romelu Lukaku. No one should have any other shirts.
How many Lukaku shirts do you see on a match day?
You see a few, but as I said to you last week,
more Barclays.
You see a few Barclays, but De La Feuille seems to be the main
still there.
And I'm just thinking, why? Why do people do it?
Do you see any Funes Moris?
I don't think I've seen that many.
Have you ever seen a Funes Mori?
I've seen it. I remember seeing a few sort of Tony Abbott ones, just for effect, I think.
For effect? What sort of effect? Leighton Baines must have a few shirts about.
Yeah, I think he does, yeah.
Come on, give me your top five shirts.
Oh, God.
So, Dele Feu has the most shirts out there.
I don't know if that's a fact.
Ross Barkley would have the second most.
I just seem to see a lot of younger
Romelu Lukaku. This goes back to what we were talking about last week. Everyone should have a Lukaku shirt, shouldn't they? Have you got a Lukaku shirt?
I haven't got any.
You got nothing.
The last one actually's got my own name on it. I haven't bought an Everton shirt for years. I've played at Goodison a few times.
Do you not think
there's
something very sad about
no,
having
I got
a shirt
given
with your
the
name
shirt to
on
play
it?
On it.
That seems worse.
It's not. How is it? Sorry, mate. I don't want to play at Goodison because you put my name.
Do you ever wear it?
No, it's hanging up in my studio.
Right.
And now and again, we'll throw like retro shirts on it.
If you're one of those people who put your own name on your shirt, how do you describe those people, Ben?
I can't. Each to their own. Listen, there's a lot. Listen, I respect people for doing what they want rather than putting a name of a player on the back
that might let them down.
But
oh, I'm only winding you up. Right, so the players with the longest contracts still at Everton: Tom Cleverley, Luke Garbutt.
Who?
Brendan Galloway.
There you go.
Idrissa Gueye, Ramiro Funes Mori, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Obviously, Idrissa Gueye stands out there, but you do look at the list and go, well, these are the players with the longest standing contracts left.
How long has Tom Cleverley got?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a bit bizarre, isn't it? Matty Senni signed a 5-year deal.
Okay, yeah. Because we got him for free, didn't we?
So players whose contracts run out in June 2019, Leighton Baines, Romelu Lukaku, Kevin Morales, James McCarthy, Seamus Coleman, Tyus Browning, Kieran Dowell, Liam Walsh, Ashley Williams, Martin Stecklenburg, Callum Connolly, Jonjo Kenny, Ronald Koeman, Erwin Koeman, Jan Klutenberg. Who's Basala Sambu?
He's the guy we got from Coventry in the summer. I think he's like a 17-year-old striker. So right. He's just sort of one for the future.
Well, he's here for a few years. Yeah. And Leandro Rodriguez. That's how the contracts currently stack up.
I've got a good story about Leandro Rodriguez, go actually. On. He went out. He came in last year. No one had ever heard of him. He came from a tiny club in Uruguay. I've no idea why they bought him. And I'm still scratching my head. I don't want to start any kind of rumours. He's just one of them. And he got loaned to someone. And it was like a second division Belgium team. And I actually tweeted, this Belgium team have got less followers on Twitter than me. And he tweeted me back and he went, when he starts scoring goals, he won't know. And then just started having like a load of like conversations with Evertonian. I thought, that's brilliant. They've got my follow on Twitter for that alone. I thought, but how small a club is this? That this lad that has never played for Everton gets I still don't know. It's like a Sunday league team in Belgium, I think.
Steve Hoddesall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.